Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey, welcome everyone to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bizzelli, and I am here with Alani the Theater Lady, and we are at the Point Park Center for Media Innovation, and we're going to be talking about Psychosis for, what is it?
448 Psychosis.
Ah, okay.
Okay, by Sarah Kane, a British playwright. And this was her very last play because shortly after she wrote it, she committed suicide.
Oh my.
And that's kind of the basis of this play. And you know, I almost hesitate to call it a play because it was more like a piece of performance art.
Oh, okay.
You know, with a play, you're expecting a bit of a plot or something. And this really didn't have a plot. It was an exploration of
suicide, it sounds
Yeah,
like.
The mind. But the three fabulous actors that were in this, Siobhan Christensen.
Love her.
Me too. Tammy Tsai.
Love her.
And Erica Cuenca. Love her. And they all did a marvelous job. They were all basically the same person. They were portraying the thoughts inside the mind of the main character. And these thoughts, of course, were psychotic.
I'm picturing them all three into one person, and that's an odd picture.
No, they were all separate, and it was, the reason I say it was more like performance art, there was so much movement, slow motion, measured, choreographed movement as they were speaking the thoughts that were in their mind. It's really kind of hard to describe.
Oh, I see.
Very powerful.
Okay.
And if you don't know anything about depression, serious psychotic depression, which I don't, it was almost informative.
So it's a comedy then.
Oh yeah, right. Sure. Not exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to describe the set too. It was a minimalist set with some of the many sayings on the wall that the actors were expressing on stage, which, by the way, the language was very descriptive and almost flowery, even though
lyrical, we'd say.
Yeah, it really was.
Interesting.
So I liked the way the language was written, and I talked to all of them actually afterwards, and I said that was such a physical piece because they never really stopped moving and almost Tai Chi-like.
Oh, see, I'm even doing it.
There you go. And the movement coach had to have worked really hard on this, and her name is Mariah Ella. Oh, I forgot her last name. Mason. Mariah Ella Mason was the movement coach. And it was directed by Robin Parrish.
Oh, love her too.
Yeah, this was really a whole good troupe.
A bunch of that wonderful people all in one place.
Oh, and the set I mentioned, the wonderful minimalist set, was Adrian Fisher.
Oh, love her
did
too.
That. Yeah,
it was
really a good crew.
Like a group
that did this.
And
the really interesting thing in it that was different, there was an original musical score, but it was instrumental music. They weren't singing, believe me, it wasn't like, kill myself today, nothing like that.
Suicide is painless, it takes that many changes.
But Rini Monteverdi wrote this score, and it played in the background quietly, constantly, and it was almost alarming at times.
Oh, wow.
The feeling of sadness and melancholy, and it really added, I thought, to the mood of the whole show. It complemented the movements on the stage, even though it wasn't rhythmic in any way. Mm-hmm. It was just a background.
Syncopated
sadness in the background.
Wow.
Because this poor character was not a happy camper.
No, I guess not. If it's about suicide.
Yes, and it's at the... Did we say it was at the Carnegie Stage?
Which is with 25 West Main Street, Carnegie, Pennsylvania.
And it's the Off-the-Wall Theater Company that presented it.
Oh, terrific, by Sarah Kane.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show.